If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's nothing cooler than a secret hidden in plain sight, especially when it comes to the objects we use and interact with every day. Some of these secrets seem obvious once pointed out, while others make you say, "Wow, I never would have spotted that." Either way, learning about these hidden features and uses can seriously upgrade your life, so let's get right into some amazing secrets hidden in everyday things. Ever been in the frustrating position of having a drawer full of batteries with no idea which ones are used and unused? Most people have, and it can take a long, tedious time to test each battery individually by popping them into appliances like remote controls. Luckily, there's a handy trick to test your battery's power levels instantly, and it's so simple you'll wonder how you ever managed without it. All you need to do is drop the battery from a relatively low height in an upright position. If the battery is unused or mostly full, it shouldn't bounce much. If it's depleted or empty, the battery will be notably bouncier. So why is this? Well, when a regular battery is used, energy is given off by a chemical reaction between the materials inside the battery. The process converts these materials into new compounds, one of which is zinc oxide, which happens to be naturally very bouncy. It's so bouncy, in fact, that it's used in golf balls to increase the distance they travel when hit. Up to an upper limit, the more a battery is used, the more zinc oxide forms inside and the bouncier the battery becomes. So when you're checking your batteries, whichever battery bounces least is the one you'll probably want to use. Of course, it goes without saying that you should never try this on batteries that are broken, misshapen, or leaking, nor should you be throwing car batteries around the place. But for general small batteries, this is a real game changer. Next up, anyone who owns a pair of jeans has at some point wondered about the purpose of those little pockets inside the main pockets. After all, how useful can a pocket so small really be? While today it's occasionally used to hold loose change, keys, or even some candy, the original purpose of this mysterious pocket was much more specific. The pocket's origins can be traced back to before even the earliest jeans in the Levi's archives, which date to about 1879. It's no coincidence that this pocket emerged around this period, as its purpose is related to another very common item from the time that's rarely seen nowadays, the pocket watch. The Tiny Pocket was specifically designed to snugly fit a standard pocket watch, keeping it secure while the higher position on the leg allowed for easy access. With a chain attached to the belt loop for extra security, it was common to see this jeans and pocket watch combo among the more fashionable cowboys back in the day. And to be honest, I'd say it still looks pretty good. So if you feel inclined to try bringing this old look back, you have my full support, partner. Now let's go back to school. There's an item that you probably haven't seen ever since leaving school, at least if you're as old as I am. Do you remember an eraser that was half red, half blue? It's called the dual-purpose eraser, and it was behind one of the biggest school myths. If you ever used one of these kind of erasers back in school, you might have heard that while the red part was for erasing pencils, the blue part could erase pen ink. And if you were like me, you may have put this theory to the test and tried rubbing out your pen marks with the blue side only to be left with a smudged, crumpled page. But it turns out the reason this method never tended to work as planned is that the blue eraser isn't primarily designed for erasing ink at all. In fact, it's not even really supposed to be used on standard paper. The blue eraser is designed for removing thicker or darker pencil marks from higher grade paper, with most coming with a gritty texture to help this. However, over time, the myth of using the blue eraser to rub off pen marks, which can occasionally work if your paper is strong enough, became more widely known than the actual purpose. Companies began embracing the slightly inaccurate reputation as a pen eraser into their design as a marketing technique, and some brands even added a pen icon to theirs. Wow. But while knowledge of the blue side's original purpose has been mostly erased, people in the know, like you and me, can still erase our dark pencil marks with unparalleled expertise. Now, if you ask most people what the purpose of the tabs on soda cans are, they'd probably tell you the obvious. Opening the can, dummy. But there's a surprising amount of hidden ingenuity in soda can tabs, including an additional use that most people miss. Let's start with that hidden function I mentioned. If you're committed to drinking smarter, you can turn the tab around and put a straw into the hole. It's a handy way to stop that pesky straw wriggling away from you between slurps, though it actually appears to be more of a happy accident than an intentional design choice. The intended purpose for those holes on soda can tabs is actually to give them more structural stability and ease of use. If the tabs had no holes at all and were just an aluminum strip, they'd likely just bend instead of providing the pivot force necessary to open the can. By leaving gaps with the curved edges of the tab rolled inward, flexibility is exchanged for increased thickness, reinforcing the pivot points while also preventing any wasted aluminum. The rolled edges also reduce the risk of anyone cutting themselves on any sharp edges, so the next time you sip from a can, with straw or not, take a moment to appreciate the often ignored cleverness of its design. Refreshing. As surprising as it sounds, the classic candy treats we call Tic Tacs also come with a nifty hidden feature. These tiny sweets and the fun little clicky boxes they came with were a staple for many childhoods around the world. But most of us miss the fact that the satisfying-to-use lid came with a built-in Tic Tac dispenser in the form of a raised area specifically for catching single candies, shaped like a Tic Tac. Using the Tic Tac catcher, all you need to do is flip the pack upside down, open the lid, and you're ready to serve a single Tic Tac to your friends. They'll be so blown away by the whole spectacle, they won't even notice how stingy you're being. While I personally tend to prefer eating a handful at a time, those with a little more restraint or just tiny mouths will undoubtedly find this little tip handy. At some point in a moment of boredom, you may have found yourself fiddling with some loose change and wondering why some coins have those ridges along their edges. As it's so commonplace, you may have assumed it's an aesthetic choice that's just become the norm, but there's actually an intriguing reason behind the ridges. Before the ridges became widespread, a common problem faced by the rulers of the past was that people would shave down the edges of their coins, harvesting the precious metals. This shaved metal could then be melted down and resold for profit. The shaved coin, meanwhile, remained usable and most of the time could be spent without the recipient being any the wiser. Of course, this wasn't how rulers wanted people using their official coinage, but it took until the early 1500s for anyone to figure out a solution. Around this time, some European coins began being produced with ridged edges as standard. This meant that shaving and reusing the coins would be impossible, as unless the coin scammer was willing to painstakingly re-engrave them, the ridges would disappear after shaving. But not all modern coins have ridges. You may have noticed that nickels, cents, and pennies have smooth edges instead. And this is because, thanks to their lower-cost construction materials, their value isn't enough to make ridging, or equally shaving them, worthwhile. As if all those pennies clogging up your wallet didn't already feel worthless enough. Most people are able to appreciate the fact that the smartphones we carry around in our pockets are absolute wonders of technology. But few people fully grasp just how clever phones can be, even when just picking up the sound of your voice for a phone call. Taking a look at your smartphone, you may notice several holes scattered around the frame and back, though some newer phones do a great job at hiding them away. Whether you can see them or not, these holes are tiny microphones that pick up your voice during calls. But that's far from the most interesting part. On most modern smartphones, at least two separate microphones are used during calls to ensure maximum clarity through noise-canceling technology. How this works is that one microphone, usually near the charging port on your phone, will pick up the sound of your voice more prominently than the other mic. It makes sense, seeing as it's close to your mouth when you're holding your phone on a call. The purpose of the secondary mic, which is usually found on the back of the phone near the camera, is to pick up more of the background noise in your environment. Now, you may be thinking, why would I want the background noise to be picked up if I'm trying to increase the clarity of the signal? It's a valid question, but here's where the clever part comes in. Your phone is capable of taking both signals and analyzing which parts of the microphone input are your voice and which parts are unwanted background noise. It then processes the sounds, lowering the background noise in the final signal, resulting in a much clearer output sound than would be possible with a single mic. Pretty impressive, right? Our phones really are mind-blowing when you think about it. But one of their most impressive features is allowing you to access the precious knowledge right here at Be Amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, if you've ever found yourself stuck in traffic, in fact, you might be stuck in traffic right now, your wandering gaze may have fallen upon the wheels of a dump truck. Specifically, the raised set of wheels that are occasionally seen in the midsection or rear of the truck. These same raised wheels can be seen on garbage trucks too, so what's the deal? Well, for starters, they're not faulty. Those wheels are working exactly as intended. The reason the axles rise up in such a way comes down to the purpose of these types of trucks. As they're intended to carry increasingly heavy loads over the course of a job, the wheels help with weight distribution as the load increases. For example, once a garbage truck is filled to a certain weight, the additional set of wheels is lowered down, taking some of the strain away from the main axles. But if extra support is needed for working vehicles, why not just keep extra wheels on the road the whole time? Well, it actually works out to be more economical to raise the wheels up when loads are lighter because fuel efficiency decreases the more wheels you have in contact with the road. So when cruising empty, the wheels are up, and when fully loaded, they come down. Like loosening your belt after Thanksgiving dinner, it's all about easing the pressure. And ensuring longer wheel life too, as those things are so expensive and money makes the world go round. In the case of some everyday objects, we don't tend to notice they're even there unless something goes wrong or they disappear. That's exactly the case with those little buttons you may have spotted on car seat belts. These easily missable fixtures serve the handy purpose of keeping the seatbelt buckle from falling all the way down the belt. Not only does this mean your buckle conveniently falls into position near your hands when you're seated, but it also stops it getting lost behind the base of the seats. As you can imagine, having to spend time fishing a buckle out from among all the crumbs, coins, dirt, and God knows what else that's fallen between the car seats wouldn't exactly be fun. So instead, we have these little buttons, the silent, unspoken hero of the car, whose value we'd only really appreciate in the unfortunate instance where it falls off. Next up, the household staple that is Vaseline has many more uses than just moisturizing chapped lips. And no, I'm not talking about coating yourself in the stuff and pretending to be a slug either, or any other uses that you might have in your dirty little mind. As it turns out, Vaseline and petroleum jelly in general is surprisingly effective when it comes to fixing up leather shoes and clothes. It moisturizes leather in a similar way it moisturizes human skin, meaning you can rub it onto old leather clothing and footwear to revitalize it with shine and water resistance. This moisturization can even help reduce the visibility of scuff marks. All you need to do is coat the leather item in the jelly and treat it all over with a hairdryer on maximum heat. Once the Vaseline becomes runny, rub it in thoroughly, bending the leather where possible to help with absorption and flexibility. Finally, after rubbing a generous amount of jelly into the leather, wipe off the excess and leave it to dry. Your item of clothing or footwear will not only regain some of its previous charm, but it'll also become more resistant to harsh weather, providing handy preparation for winter. But that's not all Vaseline can do. This miraculous jelly can also prove very useful for creating an airtight seal around things like car battery terminals, keeping them lubricated and reducing the risk of corrosion. Of course, there are countless other uses for petroleum jelly, and if you check my episode about products originally intended for very different purposes, you'll find out its very peculiar original intent. Now, if you were to check every wall of every room in your house, there's a reasonably high chance that somewhere you'll find a blank power outlet. It's just a rectangular plastic cover with no power sockets in it, screwed into the wall. These blank outlets regularly leave homeowners and renters alike scratching their heads as to what their purpose is. After all, an outlet isn't much use if you can't plug anything into it, right? But as it happens, these outlets are actually very important, and when they're not used in places they're supposed to be, it can prove deadly. This is because typically these blank plates are used to cover old power outlets or telephone ports that are no longer in use. And while it may seem somewhat lazy to use a blank plate rather than plaster and paint over the old spot, the blank plate is actually a legal requirement in many cases. That's because if an old outlet is removed and covered over to match the wall, there's a risk someone might unknowingly drill into the wall around it. If the wires in the wall happen to still be live, that'd mean a nasty shock for the person drilling, to say the least. It's also a legal requirement for all electrical junctions to be accessible within a building in case of a malfunction with the building's circuitry. So these blank plates are used to make people aware that a system of wires is still in place, both as a warning and as a useful indicator of available access when needed. If you have a ceiling fan at home, you might have noticed the little switch, but you're probably not entirely aware about its functions. Despite it being a built-in feature on most ceiling fans, a surprising number of people don't realize the tremendous usefulness this little switch can have. What the switch does is simple. It changes the rotation of the fan between clockwise and counterclockwise. So why does it matter which way a fan is spinning? Surely it's blowing air around the room either way, right? Well, the direction in which the air is being moved actually makes all the difference to the perceived temperature. After all, ceiling fans don't actually cool the air itself, it's the interaction of the moving air with your body that creates a cooling effect. Typically, counterclockwise rotation means the air in the room will be pushed downward. This is handy in the summertime, as moving the air directly down towards you, sitting below the fan, evaporates more of your sweat, which cools you. By contrast, when spinning clockwise, fans pull air upwards towards the ceiling, dispersing it outwards across the walls. This is perfect for winter, as it circulates the warm air of the room without blowing a draft directly onto you, meaning you're not cooled off by evaporating sweat. So whether you choose cooling counterclockwise or warm spreading clockwise, just remember, fans cool people, not rooms. We already spoke about this next item on a previous episode, and this item is full of secrets. A measuring tape is a super handy item to have around, but many people fail to realize the full extent of its clever built-in features. One of the most useful of these features is a little hole on the metal hook. Take a look later, you might not have noticed this yet, but the hook often has a little hole. This grips onto screws and nails, allowing you to keep the tool in place while measuring without needing a second person to hold the tape. The hook also holds a second function many people miss, which can be found in the serrated bottom edge. Thanks to its saw-like teeth, if you find yourself needing to mark out a specific point on a surface but you don't have a pencil, you can scratch a mark into place. Useful as that is, though, it's probably not a good idea if you're measuring the lengths of priceless antiques. Next up, at certain pedestrian crossings in places like the UK, there can be found an intriguing feature that's super easy to miss, unless you know what you're looking for. Or rather, feeling for. There are small dials designed to spin around on the underside of pedestrian crossing button panels when it's safe to cross, as guidance for the visually impaired and hard of hearing. For the blind, this is extremely useful in areas where the usual beeping sound indicating it's time to cross is drowned out by traffic or other noise. However, the dial only spins when the little green man is showing, which doesn't necessarily make it foolproof against drivers who ignore traffic lights and speed through. For this reason, the dial should be used in conjunction with listening to the environment for approaching vehicles rather than being entirely relied upon on its own. But either way, when used safely, it's still a major help to the visually impaired who desire a little more independence. Next up, if you're a naturally curious or some might say annoying person, you might be the type to press every button inside a vehicle to see what it does. In doing so, you may have happened upon blank buttons, especially around the air conditioning panel of your car, which, no matter how hard you press, refuse to do anything. Well, that's no accident. These buttons are used in place of functional buttons for optional extras in vehicles, like switches to activate heated seats or air conditioning. A new car's interior is built to accommodate all additional feature buttons as standard, but if the customer opts out of certain features, they fit the blank buttons instead. They're basically the motor car equivalent of going to a restaurant and ordering only for them to bring your food plus an additional empty plate saying, "This could have had a steak on it if you weren't so cheap." While dummy buttons may be a painful reminder of a missing feature you could have had, it's still better than having a labeled button that doesn't work at all. Well, unless you have a fake ejector seat button or a Mario Kart-style road banana dropper switch. Those are way better than any boring old heated seats. If you were amazed at these hidden purposes and secret features, you might want to check out the previous episodes of this series. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.